So base adosim and ein vavalacha hey, we're going to lach yud gimel. Very interesting shaila is about Shabbos kodesh, the tefillas. One of the tefillas that we do at night. I think most ladies are not familiar with this bracha because it's usually they're not having shmoneh esrei in shul. But the bracha is called me'ein sheva. Me'ein sheva basically means after the prayer of Maariv, the standard prayer of Maariv. So there's what's called me'ein sheva, which really is a kitzer. It's a summation of the seven brachas that were said in Shmoneh Esrei of a Friday night davening. Now, there's a very interesting dispute amongst the Rishonim exactly what the purpose was. The simple understanding is the idea that it was really for the people that came late. And since Friday night, Rashi says, very interesting, that they used to daven, only Friday night used to daven in the fields, they used to daven together with the minyan, because it seems that it was more important to daven, at least even during the week they didn't go for Maariv. They would daven at home, but Friday night they would get together. And I think Shachiv also discussed it, that this seems to be more of a chiva on Friday night than the rest of the week. It's an interesting question to discuss why. But in any case, so they would come Friday night, they would get together, and sometimes someone would come late, and they were scared if someone would be left alone, then he could be harmed. And this could be not just from the physical harm, but spiritual demons and everything else. So therefore, they, so to speak, elongated the davening. That's one explanation, but there's another explanation. That is that it's really a form of a makeup for someone who came late, that if he listens to these seven blessings, with the main sheva, meaning there's one blessing, which is combining all seven, so then he is fulfilling the obligation of Shmoneh Esrei. So this actually has the halachic ramifications of some forgot Mashiva Ruach, also a whole discussion. In any case, that's main sheva. Now there's a whole dispute when you say it. So first of all, the kitzur says that you should stand while the shliach tzuba is saying it, because and in fact some poskim say when you're doing the beginning of Baruch Atah Hashem, you should bend down. Why you should bend down? Because it's like Shmoneh Esrei. And that's my personal minhag. I've seen people do it, some people don't. But the kahal, the congregation also. And after he finishes the first, so to speak, three brachas, right? So then, which is really a kelah kodesh, so everyone says magen avos. And the minhag is accustomed today is that everyone sings it, and then the chazan repeats it, because again, it's Shmoneh Esrei. And if someone's listening, he has to listen to the chazan. So the real way to do it is to be standing still like you're in Shmoneh Esrei. Very interesting concept. It's like chazos hashatz. Now, another interesting question is that when do you say it? So first of all, you say throughout the year, and the exceptions are, one of the famous exceptions is the first night of Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. Why is that? Because we're not worried. If the whole thing is a concern of Shmira, we know that Pesach night is what's called the Leil Shimurim, and especially from the Mazikin. We're not worried about these spiritual demons and everything else, and therefore one is protected. So that's the reason why we don't say Magen Avos on the first night of Pesach that comes out on Shabbos. Another exception to not saying Magen Avos is where it's not a set minyan. Now this also has a major dispute. Mekubalim always say it because it's such a powerful, like I said, it's also besides the simple practical institution, it's Kabbalistic and has powers. Number two is that although the Kitzur says not to do it in the house of a chassan or beis avel, or if it's just like a haphazard, let's say you made a minyan in someone's house, but if it's some place, like even the Kitzur says, where they set for a couple of weeks, and let's say they used to have yiridim used to be places where they would sell and they would mamash go away for weeks. But I would think the equivalent today is where you go away for a weekend, then you have a sefer Torah with you, and you have everything that today really one should say Magen Avos. Also, it's interesting in Yerushalayim, the minig is to say Magen Avos. And but anyway, you should follow the custom of the shul. Now, when it comes to Kiddush, I grew up when I was 12 years old, I came to America, I was in the Young Israel of Riverdale, North Young Israel, so they used to say Kiddush. I came to Muncie and I saw Kiddush being done Friday night. I think there's still maybe one or two shuls. But the idea is that Kiddush started all the way back in the time of the Gemara. And the Gemara discusses this, that in case someone, there were poor people, they used to sleep in the shul and they used to have a Friday night meal in the shul. So the Kiddush was made in order to fulfill their obligation. That custom, the Maisa stayed. So if a shul already has it, definitely keep it. To restart that, the minig is now to sell not to do so, which is interesting. And but again, like I said, if there's a shul that already does it, it's okay, and it's a beautiful custom. And today, that you don't have someone that necessarily is eating in shul, so the custom is to make the kiddush and give it to a katan, to a young boy that has reached the age of chinuch. He's allowed to drink from the wine, and therefore, this way, it's not a bracha levatala for the person that's making the kiddush. If that is not an option, the person making the kiddush himself should drink, and preferable, the kitzur says, should drink what's called melolo gmava chikful, plus a revius, another 3 ounces. So this way, it's a form of fulfilling his meal, because if a person's stuck, he could fulfill his meal. Someone's on a special diet, where etc. You could drink a cup of the wine, and you fulfilled your obligation, not just of kiddush, but also kiddush b'mokum suda. Now, the halacha is that even after he goes home, we're going to discuss this more when we learn the laws of kiddush, that a person could be mitzi others even though he's yotze. There's those technical questions when it comes to being mitzi your wife and children, so we'll discuss that later on. There's another custom by the Ashkenazic Nusach to say Bamim Adlikin. Bamim Adlikin is a second parak of Masechah Shabbos, Mishnayos, Masechah Shabbos, speak about reminding people to check their pockets and make sure that the lights are lit. So it seems to be a little bit of a contradiction to say Bamim Adlikin, where the custom today is to do before Marv. By then you're already well into Shabbos. So some actually do it earlier before. Right after Kabbalah Shabbos, before even Lechadodi, and some have a custom to do it later, but they have in mind for the next week. And some maybe to remind those if you have something in your pocket. And many places instituted actually, when it was based on a very interesting story, the Baal Shem Tov and the Matei Ephraim, fascinating history to what many Sfard shuls is. They say what's called Kigavna, which is a Kabbalistic description of how powerful Shabbos is and the Yichud of Shabbos. So those are the different customs that we have today. We do not say it on Yom Tov that comes out on Shabbos, or when Yom Tov is on Erev Shabbos, and there's different customs when it comes to this, exactly the combination. You do a little bit of the Chadodi, so that usually you have it today in our Sidurim. Easy to follow. Now there's another custom to get up Shabbos morning late. Some people love this. In truth, Rashi really says, actually, if you look at things, Masech Zbegei says, you daven b'neit, you daven sunrise, and certainly it's not telling someone to miss Zman Tefillah, that's for sure, everyone agrees. No matter what, don't miss Zman Shema, Zman Kriyat Shema, Zman Tefillah. But there's a concept to make Shabbos a little bit later. Why? Because it's actually part of Vayinik Shabbos. Maybe it's even a reminder that the sleeping is part of the mitzvah of Vayinik Shabbos. By Talad Chassidim, the reason why they pushed off davening is actually to be able to recite Tehillim and be able to learn before, because it's such a powerful moment. But as long as a person is doing things Hashem Shemayim, Tefillas Musaf. So Musaf, of course, you don't have during the week, but you have on Shabbos. Musaf is right after Tefillas Shachas, and there's many interesting shailas. Not to have a break from laning to Musaf, not to have a break really between Tefillas Shachas and Musaf. But the Maisa today, because of Eis Lasos, the Rabbi usually speaks right after Kriya Sator before Musaf, and that's because maybe people won't be there afterwards. But there's certainly big discussions about this. Also, an interesting discussion, which is what the Kitzur discusses, is if a person lechatchila should daven Musaf before the seventh hour, and if he daven, meaning davening after the seventh hour, is called what's called a preshah, the Kitzur says. Nevertheless, you could technically daven all the way up till Tzeis HaGichavim Basav. And certainly in today's world where you're davening and the davening takes longer and you're davening Musaf after the seventh hour, that's not really considered a Pashia. It's more of an oneness and it's okay. But the big discussion is, what do you do if you came late? So someone once asked me this question, very interesting, you came late and they're already davening Musaf, but you didn't daven Shachas yet. So that's for sure a no-no. You can't daven Musaf before Shachas. But what you could do is sometimes, is you could have laning actually before even Shachris. There is such a concept, but this is, again, it's a very special situation to ask a Rav. But what is also something very common, and that is Mincha. What happens if you come and it's already Mincha time? So, and the Kitzur discusses this. You have in front of you Mincha and you have Musaf. So the rule is, Tadav Shana Tadav Tadav Kaida. What does that mean? Mincha, you daven more often. So it actually has more of a precedent. It comes first before Musaf. Something that's Tadav is more Chashav, more important. So this is a big dilemma. You didn't daven Musaf yet, then it's time for Mincha. Technically, Mincha should come first. Nevertheless, the custom is that we do not do so in public. It would only be in private. And in fact, if someone is really running late and they came and they davening mincha, they should daven mincha together with the tzibah and then daven musaf privately. But as a collective tzibur, no, we always daven Musaf first. And lastly, we have the special Kedusha of Musaf. It's called Kedusha Kabbalistically. It's called Kedushas Keser, the crown. Now, sometimes, you know, in the Sfarad Nusach, you say Keser, and it's very exciting. It's Keser Yitnu Lecha. But in truth, even in the regular, it's called Ashkenazic Nusach, now Yitzchav Nagdishcha is really exactly accomplishing the same thing. It's reaching a very high level, and in fact, it's proper for a person to be excited for the fact that he is now, at this moment, there's like a special crowning of the King of all kings, of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even the Malachim are saying, Ayeh Mokom Kvoideh, that's where there's a big, some lift their feet by Ayeh Mekoyim Kvoideh, and the Chazan sing it a little bit longer, because it's a very special moment, and a person should have in mind to be Mekabel, Tosefes, Neshama Yeseira. Also, a person should be careful when he says Shema Yisrael Hashem, L'Hashem Echad, not to say right after, Zechad U'Alekeinu. Usually in the Siddur, people don't make that mistake anymore, because then it sounds like you're saying Echad Echad, and you're not allowed to do that. And certainly, but the Shliach Tzibu, who's afterwards repeating, and there's a pause in between, that's really not a problem, but the custom is usually to just say Hu Elokeinu Avinu, etc. Have a beautiful day.